It's Marketplace Tech Report from American Public Media for Tuesday, December 14th, 2010. I'm John Moe. Changed your password lately? Might wanna. The database of the blog company Gawker Media was hacked. It contained 1.3 million names, passwords, and email addresses of people who've commented on Gawker sites like Gawker.com or Gizmodo. The data was then posted online. Couple things to note. First, almost 2,000 users were using the password password. And second, because people often use the same password for multiple websites, all sorts of Twitter, Facebook, and other accounts could be hacked into as well. A lot riding on passwords. Sarah Granger is a fellow at the Truman National Security Project.
It's a very big deal because identity theft is so rampant. That's one of the primary ways that people's personal information, especially financial data, can be stolen.
How do people hack into passwords? Is it a matter of having the right software or being an evil genius hacker?
Well, there are a few different ways they can do it. One is through cracking programs. Basically, they just keep on trying different passwords until they find the one that works. And so they run things like foreign words and commonly used names. And another is through social engineering, where they actually go physically to a site and steal passwords from places like Post-it notes under keyboards and such.
Most experts suggest changing passwords regularly, using upper and lower case, symbols, numbers. But how do you keep track of all that? Bruce Schneier is a security technologist and author. He says a little common sense helps.
It doesn't matter what your New York Times password is. Passwords are like that, where a merchant wants you to have an account just for no good reason. Just throw anything down. Who cares? For passwords that matter for your bank account, you want it to be something that can't be easily guessed. So my advice to people who can't remember their passwords, and that's pretty much everybody, because in order to choose a good password, it has to be hard to remember, is to take your passwords, write them down on a small piece of paper, and put them with your other valuable small pieces of paper in your wallet.
Paper in your wallet. Old school. TJ Campana is with Microsoft's Digital Crimes Unit. He and his family take a different approach.
So what we've gone to is something more of a passphrase where, depending on a specific service that we're logging into, we come up with a sentence that we use. And then the sentence is then made a little bit more complex. So
in the instance,
and I wouldn't suggest any of our users use this convention because it's just for an example, but if you're logging into a Hotmail service, and you use that account to send and receive email for your family, you might start off with a passphrase of, I enjoy communicating with my family. And then you could change it around a little bit to add punctuation, change all of the A's to 4s.
If memory and paper fail you, there's always technology. Again, Sarah Granger.
There are auto reminders. You can set yourself auto reminders to change the passwords. There are programs like Splash ID. So you can create one high-level secure password and put it on your mobile phone, and then you can use that to bring up your other passwords for you so that you can remember what they are that way.
Splash ID is one of many programs out there. We have more at marketplacetech.org. Other stories we're following online, more hacking news. McDonald's says its customer database was hacked. It contained customer information on participants from various promotions, ages, contact info, but McDonald's says no sensitive financial information. I suspect Hamburglar. And YouTube released its list of the most watched music videos of 2010. 4 of the top 10 were from Justin Bieber. Others on the list, Shakira, Eminem, Rihanna, Lady Gaga. If only they would form a supergroup. Producer Larissa Anderson is here with a story you may have missed.
About WikiLeaks, the video game. You play as Julian Assange, and you've snuck into the Oval Office, and you have to hide behind President Obama's desk until he falls asleep. And when he closes his eyes, you make your move and stick a thumb drive into his laptop.
So it's very realistic, kind of thing that happens all the time.
Yeah, of course. But if you're not careful, he wakes up and you hear this.
Let me say it as simply as I can. Transparency and the rule of law will be the touchstones of this presidency.
The ironic scolding of President Obama.
I heard a little ironic Obama coming out of your office today. You were playing this game?
Yep.
How'd you do?
Not so well. It was really, really hard. I kept getting scolded. I have no future as a WikiLeaker. We have a link to the game at marketplacetech.org. See if you are any better at it than I am. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.